I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Each year, I often rotate growing various cut flowers in our garden. This year, I went back to growing two old favorites, straw flowers and status. I hadn't grown these annual flowers for years, and I'm glad I did this year. They're beautiful and durable. What I like about straw flowers and status is they're attractive in the garden now, great as cut flowers in the vase, or cut and dried for long-lasting indoor bouquets. Straw flowers stand 2 feet tall with double daisy-like flowers that have stiff, papery petals. Depending on the variety, the flowers can be white to a deep purple color. I like Sultan mix for the best variety of colors. Status is more understated. The dandelion-like foliage produces 1 to 2 foot tall, thin stalks loaded with rose, white, pink, yellow, peach, or violet-colored small flowers. Like straw flowers, status flowers are papery. Status is also called sea lavender and grows well in poor soils and in salt air by the ocean. Both flowers are best grown in full sun on well-drained soil. They aren't fussy about soil fertility, but should be kept well weeded. Harvest straw flowers when 2 to 3 layers of petals have opened. Harvest status when most of the flowers have opened. Cut 12 to 15 inch long stalks of flowers, remove the leaves of straw flowers, and hang them upside down to dry in a warm, airy place out of direct sunlight. Once dried, they'll last for months in a dried flower bouquet with other easy-to-dry flowers, such as lavender and panicle hydrangeas. They'll remind you of your summer garden all winter long. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about persimmons. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.